Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home, and we certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Well, we are very happy to have again with us Mary Lenneberg. She is an author, a speaker, a podcaster, and she has written a fantastic book on learning to trust God in our hardest times. Don't we all need to know how to learn to trust our Lord? Her book is entitled Be Brave in the Scared, How I Learned to Trust God During the Most Difficult Days of My Life. And this beautiful book is available at ewtnrc.com. You can go to her website, marylenneberg.com, to learn more about Mary. And we're going to talk about some of the other beautiful things that God has birthed and brought forth out of her struggles and trials and heartaches and pains from living. You know, we all have our ideas of what we think our lives are going to be like and how we're going to be and how we're going to do. And so it's always important that we stay behind the cross and we keep our eyes on Jesus and we pray, God's will be done, God, your way, God, your will in my life. And Mary is a beautiful example of that.
Yeah, where she takes scripture verses and really has them in reality instead of sounding hollow and like platitudes. Mm. Her life really, and their family's redemption in him puts a face on that scripture. God works all things, no matter how horrendous, terrible, children, happenings, infidelities. God works all things together for good for those who love him and are trying to fit into his plan. And so when you get to that point where you say, Lord, I can't control this. I've been trying to do this. What's your plan? I want to fit into your plan, or even if I can't understand your plan, I just want to be at peace. Revitalize me in faith, in hope, and in love. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are so happy to have Mary Lenneberg with us again today. She's the author, speaker, and a podcaster, and she's written a fantastic book on learning to trust God in our hardest times. Her book is entitled Be Brave in the Scared, How I Learned to Trust God During the Most Difficult Days of My Life. And this beautiful book is available at ewtnrc.com. And you can go to our website, marylenneberg.com. You know, we all have trials and tribulations and things that happen to us. The most important thing is how we choose to respond. Some of us might want to curse God. Some of us think, God, he doesn't hear my prayer. I'm done with him. I'm over and out. I tried God, not doing that again. Whatever we have attitudes of our living, but they all have to come under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Mary has suffered much, and she's going to tell us briefly, because yesterday's story was so riveting, and as the book is, and as your life is, but tell our family quickly, you know, so we can get to the rest of your story in the telling of what God did in your life in this beautiful book, in being brave in the scared.
Well, he took a family that was fractured, a family that was deep in addiction to pornography and food, and through our daughter, who was born perfectly healthy and at 5 weeks old starting having grand mal seizures, through our experiences with her, through going to Lourdes, through having her first communion, to us kind of a letting go of control of our lives, to accepting the suffering that the Lord kind of offered us as a way to be closer to him. Mm. Through all of that has been redemption, has been resurrection, has been just a beautiful story of how he takes all the broken pieces and he puts it back together in a most beautiful way. When we accept that suffering, it's an invitation to come closer to him. And I didn't see it as that in the beginning. You know, I did yell at God. I did turn away from him. I did make choices that were against what he and who he is. But he kept coming back. He kept pursuing me. He kept pursuing my husband. He kept pursuing our family. He never, ever left us. And so in the darkest moments of our life, he was there. And he showed us how to love. He showed us who love is. You know, Victor Hugo, the great author, says to see another person is to love another person, pardon me, is to see the face of Christ. And that's who Courtney was to us. She was the face and the person of Christ. There was nothing she could do to earn our love. She just had it. And that's who we are in God. There's nothing we can do to earn God's love. And I kept trying. I've tried it all. And he still loves me in spite of it all. And so, you know, we walked with her for 22 years, this side of heaven, and the Lord decided to bring her home on the Feast of St. John the Beloved, December 27th, 2014. And it was a beautiful death, one that we could not have foreseen. We had 3 months with her where we knew that her body was failing. And everything that we had learned in Lourdes and everything that we had learned with theology of the body and our own marriage, and we had walked through marriage counseling and family counseling and all the counseling and the spiritual direction. And we finally had come to this place of joy and peace. And then the Lord took her home. And we accepted that. We accepted that she would be healed. You know, we treated her funeral like her wedding day. There were no mourning songs. There were, oh God, beyond all praising, you know, and we sent her home to him. And I imagine like that day that she died, it was the worst day of my life, but it was the best day of my life because the worst day, because I would never hold her again. I would never see her beautiful blue eyes. I would never hear her laughter, but the best day of my life because my child was going home to God. And she had been blind for 22 years. And the first person she would see would be the face of her beloved. And that's what we all want as parents. We want our kids home. And so she's home with him. And she continues to look over us and watch over us. And she's the one who showed me how to, after living a very quiet life for 22 years at home, as her caregiver and a wife and a mother, you know, between her and the Holy Spirit blowing off the front door of our house and sending us out on mission, this is, our life is very different today, but it's all because of how she taught us and how she led us and how being on Team Courtney was being on Team Jesus. And it's a great privilege and honor to continue to share her story and her story and how she led us to him.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that so beautifully in so little time that we've given you. So it's not enough that the Lord has done this profound thing in your life, that your family's been restored in so many ways and taken to a new place in terms of knowing the Lord and his grace. I mean, you've really felt led, both you and your husband, you especially through the Rising Resilience.
Resilience Rising, yeah.
Resilience is your big word.
It is. It's my life. It's my life story in one word.
Resilience Rising is with the women, where you're sharing with them. So are you sharing the lessons you've learned in this, the process of what takes place, what goes on? What is that ministry about? How can people connect with it?
Well, Resilience Rising Mentorship is a program I wrote out of my own experience. And what I have found, being a woman of a certain age, we go through many transitions in our life and we get lost sometimes and we forget who we are and who we are in God. And so it's a 9-week program that I walk with women through that program. And we learn, you know, they learn to look in the mirror and see who God sees. And this is, you know, through their transitions, through figuring out what they want to do with their life throughout these, you know, different seasons that we have as women. And so I've done that now for over 3 years, and it's been such a gift to me. I receive so much more than any of the women could ever give to them. Mm-hmm. But resilience is, it's my life's motto. You know, the Lord taught us how to get through hard times. He fell on the way to the crucifixion 3 times, but he got up 4. Mm-hmm. He was resilient. And resilience is hope, it's faith and trust that God is God and we are not, and he is going to do what he promised to do. And that is to make sure that our life is a good life, one that's lived for others and lived for him, right?
Right.
You mentioned, you know, Romans, you know, all things come together for those who love him. It's for our good and his glory. And so even the hard parts, he makes beauty come from the ashes.
He does.
You know, and it's so much better and bigger than I could ever imagine. I am sitting on a television set in Alabama. I should be home gardening in Virginia, right? I mean, like, this is insane what he has done. And what he continues to ask, do I have to tell my story? Is it hard? Yes. Does it cost me something? Yes. Does it cost my husband something as we delve into these hard seasons of our life? Yes. But look to the cross.
Right.
He paid the ultimate price. He gave his own life for me. He was thinking of me on the day he died. Mm-hmm. You know, his last breath was for me, and it's for you. And so if he asked me to come and do these hard things, then it's an honor to do them because he showed me how to do them.
Well, you know, we're all cracked pots. I mean, all of us
Amen.
Are. And the beauty is when we allow God to do the great work in the interior life of our souls, that's where the light comes through all the crackness of ourselves. We're messy, but he makes us whole and he restores us. And no one can take away your testimony. No one can take that away from you. I mean, you can look the devil straight in the face and say, what is that the best you got? Because I love him.
Amen.
Cost what it might. And you said that so well. Tell our family about a testimony of someone who you mentored through your Resilience Rising program, the effect of your love and your wisdom in someone else's life.
Well, I'll tell you the story of my friend Jen, and she is a cancer survivor, and she just didn't know. She didn't know what God wanted from her. And she's been through a challenging time. And so when working with her, we work in a group mentoring program. So I not only sort of mentor them, but they mentor each other in this group. There's usually 10 or less women, so it's very intimate. And they encourage one another. And sometimes these women have never had encouragement. Mm. They don't know who they are, and they might be in their 30s, they might be in their 70s, it doesn't matter. And she, watching her over the course of 9 weeks, gain this confidence into sharing her witness, sharing her testimony, knowing who she is as a woman of God, understanding her true feminine genius, being a spiritual mother to mm-hmm. other women. Mm-hmm. You know, as women, we're all called to be mothers, whether we are of body or not. We are all meant to hold another heart underneath our own heart. And so part of this program is to see that, to see those gifts of the feminine genius kind of just bloom and grow as the Lord needs them to, and to watch her gain that confidence and to be settled in the fact that she needs to rest. Mm-hmm. Who rests these days?
Right.
You know, she needs to let her body
heal
and recuperate, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's part of giving yourself permission to just be still and know that he is God. Mm-hmm. And that's part of building that resilience muscle. We have to rest in order to rise. Mm-hmm. And that's part of it. So that's one testimony. There's so many others that I've worked with over the course of 3 years, but they've all come with this lack of something. There's something lacking in their lives. And the Holy Spirit uses me as a tool to kind of shine a light of what is true.
Mm-hmm. How do these groups work? I mean, are you meeting with them personally? Is it online? Is it a combination? How long does it last?
So it's a 9-week program.
Nine
we meet online because they're from all over the United States and the world.
Perfect.
And we meet once a week, and there's a video that goes out. There's a workbook that we have. They watch the video. They do the deeper work. Then we come together for about an hour or two, depending on the size of the group, and talk through what was challenging, what was a success that week, and kind of just explore where they are and where God is leading them. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I send something out after that weekly meeting. We do kind of we speak scripture over our lives, mm-hmm. Because that is the truth of who God is. And so we're memorizing scripture. We're doing all sorts of internal work, mm-hmm. in order to get to the end of those 9 weeks where they can stand up and say, what happened to you over these 9 weeks? I learned who I am.
Yeah.
I learned the gifts that God has given me, and now I'm going to go out and share them with the world. Mm-hmm. It's not instantaneous. Sometimes it's just the beginning, mm-hmm. of their journey. And sometimes it's toward the end, yeah. of their discernment. But it's just such a privilege and an honor that the Lord kind of inspired in me several years ago, through a conversation with my best friend, mm-hmm. that I was had a gift of wisdom and discernment, and mm-hmm. that I should not keep it to myself.
Very good.
And so that's what I do.
And now you and Jerry also have a podcast.
We
do. Tell our family what can they learn from the podcast?
We have the Mary and Jerry podcast. Mm-hmm. So it's basically two middle-aged people telling every story we have about our life and about our children and growing up, you know, what impacted us as he didn't grow up Catholic. I did. We talk about our own conversion, mm-hmm. and reconversions. We just share stories. We answer questions. It's just us on mm-hmm. a sofa as if mm-hmm. you were sitting in our living room with us having a conversation. Mm-hmm. We have mentored other couples, engaged couples together. My husband walks with several young men who are dealing with pornography addiction. So there's many different things that we do that we never would have considered ever when Courtney was still alive, just because we were in the midst of our own healing. Mm-hmm. And that now that we have come to this, the other side of these things, we can't keep it to ourselves. Yeah. You know, he says, go out and love them. And so that's what we do.
Yeah, well, you can certainly speak about here's what's not to do.
Yes, right.
Here's what's to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's how we learn this. Here are things that you are, in a sense, you didn't ask for and they happened to you. Mm-hmm. Here are things you did, so it did happen to mm-hmm. you. Here's communication that you didn't do, so that I think I saw that on your podcast.
Yes. Like all those,
and they're really where your teaching and your life is so much where people walk and live every day and mm-hmm. are succeeding, are failing, are desperate. And you're saying, here's the lessons I learned and how God has really shown up in my life and in my family, and some ways that you can hinder that. Because I've done that for so many years, you know, and you use the word control, you use the word pride, use the word, everybody can relate to that. If they can't, they probably will soon. That's what I hear.
Yeah, people don't want to be preached to, they want to be walked with.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. and we're not here to preach, we're not here to tell you what to do or how to do it. We're just here to share mm-hmm. what the Lord has done in our lives and to kind of bring it forward, if hopefully it will help you. Hopefully it will bless you. Mm-hmm. And we do that, you know, not just in our podcast or in the mentoring program, but when we go and speak, mm-hmm. When we lead retreats, we do that all over the world. And it's just, it's where the Lord has us. Mm-hmm. You know, Jerry always says, my husband says, that if he were to write a book, which I know he will one day, but he said the title would be, Sometimes Your Life is Lived as an Example of What Not to Do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that would be a great subtitle. Just don't do it the way we did it. You know, there's better ways. And I think that's really what the Lord is saying here. There's a better way, and that's mm-hmm. his way. Mm-hmm. You know, when we let go and let God, which is such a platitude, mm-hmm. but
that
to
it's
actually
real.
Do mm-hmm. it, changes everything. Mm-hmm. It changes your whole world.
Yeah.
And does it mean that things are going to get happy clappy? No. Mm-mm. We're still suffering. We're still grieving. Our daughter is not with us.
Right.
I would give up everything for her to be mm-hmm. here, but it's not what's best for her. Mm-hmm. You know, she's with him. She's interceding for people. She's doing what saints do. Mm-hmm. And it's a privilege that I get to share her mm-hmm. and everything about us as a family with a greater audience, because you know, a lot of people, they sit in the quiet mm-hmm. and they don't think anybody's paying attention. Mm-hmm. And I just want them to know that God's with them and he sees them and he loves them.
Well, we're going to hold you over for the final segment so that you can continue to share mm-hmm. about God's love. Hope you're being greatly encouraged. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away. Continuing our conversation with Mary Lenneberg, Be brave in the scared. Be brave in the scared. How I learned to trust God during the most difficult days of my life. Difficult days in your life. She has a story to tell and some solutions that she believes that are true in the Lord. We just have a few minutes left, so I just want you to go for it. Share what you've learned. Encourage the people, some who might be very desperate in their lives.
Hope. We have to have hope. Life isn't going to change. The hard things are still going to come. They're going to come for us all. If you've never experienced suffering to this point in your life, God bless you, but it's coming. It's coming. And so we have to have hope. We have to have faith in something greater than ourselves. We can't quit in our life. You know, if there is breath in your body, there is work for you to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you see these beautiful old women in the churches, you know, praying the rosaries. They're what's holding our country together. You know, it's their prayers. So there's no time or season in your life that the Lord isn't going to use for His glory and our good. And so no matter what is happening, sickness, illness, disease, financial issues, when we bring them before the cross, when we bring them to Him and offer them His gift, He is going to be in that with us. He is not going to let us go. He's not going to leave us alone. Mm-hmm. You know, He sent the Good Samaritan to heal, right? We are sometimes the only Samaritan, the Good Samaritan somebody has. So don't ignore that. Don't ignore that hope and that pull to reach out to someone, be a helper. You know, we always had helpers around us to help us with our daughter.
Right.
So be that person to somebody mm-hmm. else. Be Christ to somebody. Don't think about it. Don't overthink about it. Don't over-emotionalize it. Just go
and do
and
it.
Be, mm-hmm. You know, just go and be God to someone.
Yeah, because the world is hungry.
Amen.
The world is hungry for someone who's going to bring a message of hope, something of peace. We have to sometimes shift our gaze to everything that is good and true and beautiful.
Amen.
We have to keep our eyes on Jesus. And sometimes we have to talk ourselves through and say, no, 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 no. And then we have to tell the devil, we have to tell our self-talk, what we're telling ourselves, say, no, what does God say? Who is God inside of me?
What is the truth?
Yeah, what is true about this situation? And Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you.
Just in a few seconds, how can people connect with you to continue to hear what you're teaching and what you're sharing?
Well, you can go to my website, www.marylenneberg.com. You can find me at Mary Lenneberg on Instagram. That's where I spend most of my social media time. And on the website, there's the links to the podcast. There's links to having me come and speak or having Jerry and I come. So that's where you would find us.
Mary, thank you is not adequate for sharing your story so transparently. Difficult thing to do, but so gloriously and with joy and with charm and with hope. And it really is contagious. Thank you for doing the work
Thank
of an
you.
Evangelist.
Mm-hmm. Thank
we
you for having
it.
Me.
Welcome
so
to EWTN.
It. Thank you.
So God bless you. Have hope in the midst of the most difficult situations that you've ever experienced. There's always hope in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Cry out to Him with sighs and groans too deep for words. The Holy Spirit will interpret your prayer. He will answer you. Keep it on EWTN. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.